Moby Dick is Herman Melville's classic novel about the sea captain, Captain Ahab, and his obsessive, revengeful pursuit of a white whale that he named Moby Dick. But as the story progresses, a long story, it becomes obvious that the real struggle is between the captain and his inner self. Ahab is eventually consumed by his obsession. Well, today's gospel story is the classic tale of the inner struggle of Jesus at the beginning of his public ministry. Jesus is led into the desert by the Holy Spirit, where he has to deal with the whole purpose of his life. What is it all about? Who is he going to serve? And he comes face to face with the devil, who does what the devil does best. He places very enticing temptations in our way. And Jesus, in all of his humanity, faces the same struggles that we all face in life. The first temptation deals with possessions, specifically food. And then Luke records a classic understatement. During the period of 40 days, Jesus ate nothing. And Luke says, at the end, he was hungry. It's necessary to understand that. Who wouldn't be hungry at the end of 40 days of fasting? And so the devil says to him, go ahead, turn that stone into a piece of bread. Feed your hunger. No one would have blamed Jesus for doing anything for a piece of bread. But Jesus didn't give in to the devil. Now, we all have material needs to be met. At a minimum, things like food and clothing and shelter. In our world, the list of necessities grows a lot longer. Education, medical care, transportation. All are legitimate needs, and they should be met. But the question for us is, what priority will those needs have in our lives? Will they simply be the means by which we live? Or will they be the purpose for which we live? Jesus reminds us that there's a whole lot more to life than our possessions. The second temptation that Jesus faces is having unlimited power. The devil pointed out to him all of the kingdoms of the world. Jesus could have had them all. Vladimir Putin certainly wants it. It would have made it a whole lot easier for Jesus to accomplish his mission, to have everything under his control. But Jesus came to show people a new way, not to force it upon them. His Father's will was to be shown through love, not power. How often do we get so consumed with power and control over family, over friends, over events, that we fail to be servants to others? Jesus came as a servant to all, not to be served. And the third temptation that the devil placed before Jesus was the promise of immortality. Now, did the devil really not know who he was dealing with? Jesus, the very assurance of immortality. The devil merely promises. Jesus delivers. You can sell your soul to the devil and have power and wealth and possessions and fame. But for what? For this world only. Jesus gives eternal life to the poor and the hungry and the outcast. Evil appears to us in our lives in so many subtle ways. And that's why it's so effective. Apathy disguises itself as fatigue. Workaholism as productivity. Ruthlessness as efficiency. And prejudice as patriotism. We each have to deal with our inner demons, as Jesus did. We have character traits that need taming, behavior that needs changing, and ways of thinking that need reforming. And Jesus gives us the plan of resistance. Stay grounded in God, faithful in prayer, and steadfast in self-denial. That's why we have these 40 days of Lent, to follow Jesus through the desert to the waters of rebirth.